This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick in Eureka, Nevada, nearest supermarket, 119 miles.
And I'm Madeline Brand at NPR West. And Alex, you may be way out there, but we sent reporter Adam Burke to the other glitzier end of the state. Adam's in Las Vegas, the boomtown that's seeing a surge in Latino voters. Registration is up by at least 20,000 from 4 years ago. Adam has this profile of one Hispanic voter.
Dana Ramos finds herself talking politics more often these days, especially with a group of close girlfriends.
My family, they used to be all Republican, and now they switched to Democrat because the Republicans, they're more closed off to having any type of reform.
Last Sunday, Ramos and five other women got together at a nice Italian joint on the Las Vegas Strip for a birthday celebration and a little political chit-chat. Ariana Morales, Dana, and Chelsea White commiserated on immigration.
You see and you hear so many negative things about, you know, the illegals, as they say, which really bothers me, which, you know, undocumented workers. Yeah. Or, you know, people that don't have documents. Like, to me, they're still people, and that really always pushes my buttons a little bit.
Raises a big issue, because half of the time, those are the people that are working the hardest and trying to do the right thing.
Ramos has known some of these women since seventh grade. They get together for dinner frequently. Last November, they gathered to toast Ramos officially for getting her American citizenship.
Toast and congratulations, and, you know, they kidded with me that, yay, they can't take you back anymore, you know.
Ramos is part of a generation of young Latinos who are becoming more politically involved and organized. She's hardly what you'd call a rabble-rouser, but the roots of her newfound political engagement run deep.
Several times when I was growing up, I would see the discrimination that my parents went through.
Her parents didn't speak English well, so even as a young girl, Dana Ramos often served as their translator. She recalls a particularly painful experience with her mother at the Department of Motor Vehicles.
We had gone to DMV, and I think she was getting an ID or something. And the woman there was just so nasty to her. And she said, "Your mother is in this country, and she needs to learn English, so you can't translate for her."
Ramos came to the U.S. when she was 2 years old, and at 12, she became a legal resident thanks to immigration legislation passed in 1986. The desire to be a U.S. citizen with voting rights is relatively new.
I can honestly say I was never really rushed to become an American citizen. I think for me, the tipping point to say, hey, you know, I need to get on the ball and apply for my citizenship was probably about a year and a half ago.
That was when Congress failed to pass another round of immigration legislation. Hispanic workers took to the streets by the hundreds of thousands. And she realized she needed to be a citizen to make her voice heard on rights for undocumented workers.
I wanted to have the ability to say, okay, I'm definitely for this, and I want my vote to count.
These experiences make for good political kindling, and the Democratic Party has made no secret that it's wooing Hispanic voters like Ramos. The decision to make Nevada an early caucus state was based partly on the potential benefits of organizing Hispanics in a swing state. And tomorrow, some precincts may see the first bilingual caucusing ever.
This will truly be a historic opportunity in the Hispanic community, in the American community, where people are going to be talking to each other in English and in Spanish.
Andres Ramirez, outreach director for the Nevada State Democratic Party.
In some cases, it may be only Spanish. You know, we're not sure, but we're prepared to handle that if needed, which is something that Nevada brings to the table that hasn't happened before in this country in the early process.
Ramirez and his cohorts have poured a tremendous amount of energy into getting out the Hispanic vote, which is why political commentator John Ralston says there's a lot of expectation riding on tomorrow's caucus.
This is the big question about the Nevada caucus. Will the Hispanic electorate really participate in this caucus in a way that the Hispanic electorate has not participated in past elections here? We're going to find that out on Saturday. And if that's true, I think that's going to be exploited later on by candidates.
Buenas noches. Mi nombre es Dana. Estoy llamando del Partido Demócrata.
Until 9 o'clock last night, Dana Ramos worked the phones at the Nevada State Democratic Party's headquarters in Las Vegas. Ramos was telling voters about when and where they should caucus this weekend. She delivered the message in English and Spanish. For NPR News, I'm Adam Burke in Las Vegas.